Not every patient who abuses alcohol or drugs is mentally ill. That's why Dean Corcoran, a counselor with a private practice in St. Johnsbury, faces a dilemma when a new patient shows up with an addiction but without obvious symptoms of mental illness.
As a dual-licensed person, when I submit a mental health diagnosis to Medicaid, I get reimbursed with no question. If I submit a number that corresponds to substance abuse diagnosis, I get it bounced back saying that they can't pay it.
Corcoran says as long as a person is hooked on alcohol or drugs, diagnosing mental illness can be difficult. Sometimes the addiction has to be treated before underlying issues can be identified. He says his private practice is busy, so he is not necessarily seeking more Medicaid patients, though he never refuses them. But if they are seeking treatment only for an addiction and not for mental illness, he has to refer them to a state-approved program, like Northeast Kingdom Human Services, which can bill Medicaid for every service they provide.
And God bless them. They're hardworking people, and they're probably understaffed. But they tell this person, okay, but we have a waiting list.
And so sometimes, Corcoran says, the patient gives up.
Frankly, somebody who has made the tough decision to come for treatment, especially if you're facing heroin or opiate, any kind of opiate withdrawal, which is pretty daunting, that at this point they throw up their hands because they feel impatient and frustrated and angry and let it go.
The state is aware that private providers are being excluded while larger programs are included in the state's approved list of treatment options.
We recognize that there needs to be some policy change in this area to keep up with the situation that we have.
Barbara Simaglio is Vermont's Deputy Commissioner for Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs. She says the opioid epidemic needs a response from a larger workforce that includes private providers as well as state-approved programs.
This has come up. There was legislation introduced last session to allow the licensed alcohol and drug counselors to bill. It did not get all the way through the process, but I think there's a recognition that we need to make this change, especially in these times where we have so many people with addictions that are seeking help.
That legislation would be welcome, says Councillor Dean Corcoran. But if it doesn't succeed, he would like to see at least a pilot program that folds in a few private providers to see if they can make a dent in the backlog for treatment. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.